Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Valdez, the IT guy for Bit Season.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
What makes you the IT guy?
Because I'm going to build a computer when I get home today.
I don't even know what's going on with Valdez. Have you been watching what he's been doing here like the last 24 hours?
I saw what he was doing about 30 minutes ago.
All right, so in our green room area, all of a sudden, there's this stockpile of old computer parts, monitors, hard drives, old cell phones, anything from an office from 20 years ago.
It honestly looks like when SEAL Team 6 raided Bin Laden's compound. They found all those hard drives and computer parts and everything.
So John Trimmer, who you've heard his name over the years, if you're a Junkies P1, he's our IT guy. He came up to me yesterday and he goes, "Hey, Drab, this stuff's all going to recycling. It's going to get crushed. If you need a monitor, let me know and you can take one home." And I actually do need a monitor for my desktop at home because it just died out and I've been without a monitor for a couple months. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of psyched. I might take a monitor home. And then I turn around like 30 minutes later and I see Valdez with two monitors under his armpits heading towards the stairwell. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
It's like I work for NORAD or something. Okay?
I know that I had like a legit reason to have a monitor. And so then I asked Valdez about it.
I can't help it. Number one, I like to hoard things. Number two, I'm looking around and I'm trying to be a good friend and I'm seeing all these people working from home and I'm seeing who needs a monitor. Also, I might sell them.
Right. Okay. So let's finally be honest. So he gives me some lie. He goes, "My buddy Jack is working from home and he's got three jobs and he needs some more monitors. And this is just a great fit." And you know what? I bought it. I was like, "Oh, that's nice. You're taking some old monitors to Jack and hooking them up, and so he doesn't have to go out and buy more monitors."
No. All
right.
I'm gonna put them on sale. All
right. eBay.
I should have known he was lying. And then today, I'm walking by the green room, and I see a shadow, dark shadowy figure in there. And I see, who is it again? Matt Valdez rummaging through hard drives.
Bill Gates.
I'm telling you, these things are 15 to 20 years old.
So old.
Collecting a bag of old computer parts to take home.
I found a MacBook Pro in that garbage pile. Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen what refurbished MacBook Pros go for on the internet nowadays.
Let me tell you something. Steve Jobs was still alive when this thing was put out, okay? It was so old that there's nothing, and I know that it was like, oh, and so Trimmer comes by and he sees him and he goes, "Hey, that's a great find there, Valdez." Yeah.
It was like Pawn Stars, all right? He's coming up high-fiving me, telling me, it's like he had his eye on that thing. He goes, "Man, I can't believe he came in and swooped this." And then he's going, "Oh yeah, all you really need is a hard drive. Just open up the back, put a hard drive in, and you need a thumb drive OS system, and then it's a whole new computer." Right. And I go, "Yeah, I know, yeah." And then Drab goes, "You don't know what you're talking about." And I go, "No, you just need a thumb drive OS system."
I can't get Valdez to restart my computer, the one that's right next to him. He always goes, "I don't know how to do this. Which is it, the big button down here?" This guy, he's going to rebuild a computer. I'm so sure. I don't know what he's up to, but I know it starts with E and ends with Bay.
They're gonna go in my storage ward's garage, and I'm gonna have those blickies up on eBay.
If you're working from home,
you need more monitors. Let me know. I got you covered. $10. $10. That's all it is. And I will say that it is. I can't. Number one, I can't help picking through trash. I just I think that's...
Oh, aren't you you're a dumpster diver guy? Oh,
I'm definitely a flea market dumpster diver guy.
You and your dad or something used to go dumpster diving together?
No.
Would you have like some memory of like...
go dumpster diving together.
You'd spend the morning dumpster diving and in the afternoon on the bay or something?
No. You're just making stuff up right now.
My dad dumpster dived. We had a couch out of that dumpster dive. I swear to God. Downstairs, we have a couch and a rocking chair from the dumpster.
That's the
I swear to God, he never told my mom that.
The soil. You know how much piss is in that seat cushion?
It's leather.
That's what
it's
college
nice.
Students do.
I know, but still, it's like what my dad likes to do. If he finds something, he's kind of a cheap wad. Like he'll save a few bucks, which I like.
Yeah, and don't act like you're above it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm above finding a couch in a dumpster.
No,
I'd rather sit on the floor.
I wasn't in a dumpster.
I'm talking walking by that Circuit City that we got.
Yeah.
Over there. I will say.
I wasn't above it because I took one home.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going to use it.
Okay.
And it was one personal item for myself. Okay. I'm not outfitting my entire extended family with these monitors.
I'm going to take that thing home to Thanksgiving, and my parents will think I just brought them a MacBook.
Right.
Yeah.
It does remind me when you walk by that thing, like that looks like Jared Fogle's basement with all those hard drives on it.
Oh, it's a bunch of old equipment. I go, are we getting a bunch of new equipment?
Yeah,
you order some new equipment, Trimmer? And he goes, no, this is from all the people who got laid off.
We've had lots of layoffs lately.
Makes sense. Of course, we're not getting anything new. That's radio for you. And this is a radio show about a radio show. Or I guess a podcast. But you guys know what it is. This is episode 59 of Bit Season, a show about the junkies. And we had a fun week so far. It's always, again, you guys know the drill. Commanders on Monday Night Football, that's Monday and Tuesday, are pretty much eaten up by sports.
Yeah.
I think enough has been going on here that we got a good show for you guys.
We'll always survive because we're like cockroaches and we'll find stuff to talk about. But I will say, and I've noticed this, is that the show has become a sports... And I know you can't really say that, but it's a...
What do you mean? It's a smorgasbord.
And what I mean by that is it's just, unless it's the entertainment page, all we're doing is breaking down the Commanders or quarterbacks or whatever.
There were two segments today, Stallion, that were not sports related that the junkies did just blow over, and they talked about like the Snunder instead. A lot of it's getting replaced by sports betting talk.
This is what I've noticed, is that if it's not Commander / sports related, it's murder. And whatever
the Idaho story is a big deal.
Well, I know,
deal,
but I'm just saying whatever non-sports segment is planned, it's either sports
or the crime page, yeah,
or crime. Would you agree?
I would agree. I thought we had some good topics. There was a topic in there today about the new scam alert that's for the holiday season of people putting stickers. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
They're putting stickers over gift cards. And so when you take the gift card up to the register, they're scanning and putting money on a sticker that's loading the card that you have at home.
Yeah. So someone already like has that account.
And so they're probably checking it.
Yeah. And they're just checking in and seeing if any person goes to Giant, buys a Starbucks card, then boom, they have $50 in Starbucks gift cards.
And then we had a Pete Davidson topic about how he's just the luckiest SOB on the planet. Blown right over. Nobody talked about that.
But I just want the biddies to know that it's not like we're not putting the stories in there. They're just I don't know. I don't know what to tell them. I don't know.
We don't have full control. But
we don't have
full
control.
As long as it's interesting. I mean, look, I'm getting a kick out of Cakes being so adamant that under's going to hit on the Bills Browns game. I'm personally rooting for
him. Yeah, I'm personally rooting
to
for
him to have a big egg on his face. Yeah, but I don't know. I thought it was a solid week here, Valdez. But one of the things that you said that you wanted to get into was actually a sports topic.
Yes, I wanted to
Surprises me after this bitching you're doing right here. Because you said, you go, Trap, I want to talk about Howard Eskin.
Oh. Well, it's not necessarily the sports angle with Howard.
All right.
But I want to talk about Howard in general on this show.
Do you think the P1s, I know the HTTR people hate Howard Eskin, do the P1s like it?
I don't think they do. And I say that because it was all, I don't know, fun and games and ribbing, but now it just seems like it's the ribbing's one-sided. Well, Howard comes on, he does his shtick, and then it's just kind of
sit back and take it.
Yeah, sit back and take it. I was very upset with the guys this week because this was the one chance that they had to land a haymaker on Howard. Because every time Howard comes on, it's always to S on whatever is going on in DC, and it's his weird funny take. And the guys sit there and they take it, but this time it was their chance to dish it out, and they didn't. They had the winning hand, and they folded it right in front of Howard.
Well, I'm going to defend Jason because I don't think Jason did.
Jason was the only one with a backbone.
And Jason at one point said something like, "What the hell are you talking about, Howard?" And then he kind of like he pummeled him a little bit. But the other guys definitely. I mean, Cakes is afraid of conflict. We already know this in all aspects of his life.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Do you remember? It was a while ago when we did those awkward cross talks.
Yeah, with Sean and RJ from Dallas,
and they would make fun of Cakes. You know what I mean? And Cakes' name, and it also reminded me of when Angelo Cataldi was making fun of the show and calling the guy stupid and everything. The guy, I don't know what it is, but the guys are refusing to fight back anymore. And maybe they're just old and tired and they don't want to do it.
I know. I think it's trauma. I think something happened maybe with like Don and Mike back in the day where they're trauma by radio wars or they're afraid of them, especially Eric. I mean, Eric is the guy who loves radio more than like listens to talk radio all the time. This should be what he craves, especially being a Commanders fan. But Eric is the one that doesn't talk in those segments, and he just takes it.
JP's like sucking up to Howard because he listened to him when he was younger. JP views Howard as like an icon. Okay. And then
Howard wants them to talk crap.
I know he does.
I told Howard
he's doing that.
When I said this on the air, when I told Howard, I texted him. I said, "All right, Howard, it's time to come back on the Junks and take your licks for that
take
breakdown."
Your medicine.
And he goes, "Okay, you dopes." And then he comes on and he craps all over the Commanders and nobody says anything back.
I'm not going to lie. Howard's got some big dick energy. Like, that's what I know. When I was listening, I was like, damn, this guy's not afraid.
Why would you? It's this dumb, goofy segment. It's not like it even means anything. Yeah, he likes the Junkies. That's why he's coming on.
Yeah, he likes them. And nobody. It's not like Howard hates the Junkies. It's all in good fun. It's if you have a friend who's an Eagles fan, this is what you guys do.
Here's
it's
my
back and forth.
Here's my problem with it is because they always say, you know, this is the Joan Dome, right?
Oh yeah.
And Joanine is bullying, and then they don't do any of it with them, outside of people who already work on the show that are beneath them. That's who gets Joan Dome.
Okay? I'll say it. They lost their Joan fastball.
When did they lose it?
I will never forget when Angelo Cataldi
called them dumbbells.
It was just crapping all over them and crapping all over Cakes, and they didn't defend their coworker.
What would it take for them to?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm gonna be very honest.
Remember when
if I was a radio show right now. And if I was observant and I was looking at this, I would start a fight with the Junkies because they're an institution and they're not going to fight back.
But radio wars aren't a thing anymore. It's like early 2000s.
I know, but they're fun.
Hey, you know who took a shot at the Junkies that it still bothers me to this day?
Who?
Amy Lawrence.
Yes. That,
okay. And I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago at this point.
Yes.
As you know that I shouldn't say this because she works for CBS, whatever. We air her programming. I refuse to listen to Amy Lawrence on the drive-in in the morning. Okay, Stallion? And here's why. This is right after the drinking show.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody tweeted Amy Lawrence on Christmas and said, hey, Amy, you should do a drinking show
like the
junkies do.
In D.C.
In D.C. And she responded with, I would never do that. That's why I'm national and they're local.
Oh my God. Hey, I will say.
And you know what?
I will say Cakes manned up and Joan Back and said that you're stuck doing overnights on a national TV
I don't remember
show.
That. I don't remember Cakes saying
I
remember, that.
He said that on air. I will defend Cakes. He did.
Okay. Well, okay. He didn't respond to her tweet that they're all tagging.
I think I retweeted it and I said, you're working on Christmas Day. Sounds like your things are going very well.
Maybe we've mentioned that before. I don't know. But I'm
totally with you. I remember that too. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard.
What
on
do you
that.
Want? What do you want?
I don't know. I just want them to fire back. I want them.
You
want to
go? You trash. Your fans are true.
Yeah, your fans are booing the Eagles.
Go throw a snowball at Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're whining like a little sissy because you hit our quarterback late. You know, you're a fraud team. You know what I mean? Just.
A little something, yeah.
Just a little something.
Jason did. So Jason, I'm taking Jason out of the crosshairs on this one.
I will say this: I'm mostly upset with Eric
because he's the Commanders,
he's the diehard Commanders fan, and he finally has scoreboard, and he just sat there. Cakes, I kind of expected, and JP's just slobbering all over. So I can't expect JP to Joan. And if you did Joan, it would probably be weak.
Oh, now you're being personal. Oh, that's funny, man. All right, so maybe I just won't book Howard anymore.
It might be the end of an era. Just if we're just gonna sit back and. You know, let him trash all over DC and the Commanders.
You got to stand up for your listener base out
there. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I kind of want to get involved with this. I want to start a radio. I kind of want to be the center of attention here. I want to start a radio war. How do I do that?
How do you start a radio war?
Because I can fight on the junk's behalf right now. I think I could do it. Call into a radio show and just trash them.
They don't want you.
They
to.
Don't want you to do that.
Well, Grant Danny would.
Would they?
Maybe. No, the junkies would be embarrassed by it because they're too old or whatever. Like they feel like they've been there, done that.
Hey,
why don't you do it on behalf of Bit Season?
Yeah,
like a pod war.
You got our
pod war.
This is what we should do.
You got our full blessing.
Yeah,
pod war.
Hey, go after Joe Rogan. That'll get some listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, find me a pod. I'm going to war. I need to do it.
Right.
I need some attention. I need some little drama in my life.
Hey, you know, I actually want to share this message with you, Stallion, and see what you think about this. Because I asked you a few minutes ago, I said, did you guys do a video yesterday?
I
wonder if you get sice for this. Because I would be sice if somebody said this about me. Listener Shane goes, so maybe this is the worst take ever, Drab. I don't get a chance to listen to Grant and Danny often, but I have been a long time Bit Season listener. I saw a video of the cookie review yesterday. I would have bet my mortgage that Ryan the Stallion was a black guy.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's my guy Shane. I know Shane. I do. He calls in every day.
So what, did he call yesterday?
I'm pretty sure it's this the Shane that I think
yeah,
it is.
His name's Shane, right. Yeah.
And he loves me. We always get along.
He loves you and you talk to him off air all the time?
All
the time.
I'm like, what's going on, my man? That's what I say to him every day when he calls me.
Well, that's different. What you just said there is different.
Yeah.
That was a different cadence you just said.
Well, exactly. That's how I do it. I have a different cadence. I don't know.
Let me look at his profile.
Well, from listening to Bit Season, like Shane says he does, there's nothing black about Ryan.
No.
His voice or the
my dong.
Yeah. I mean, you would have known by now.
And you know what? If Shane's black.
No, he's not.
Okay, I was going to say, you take away his black card.
Okay, then this isn't the Shane that I'm thinking it is then.
Why is the Shane who calls black guy?
Yeah, of course he is, and we have a good relationship.
Maybe he's got a black voice.
Yeah, maybe he does. I don't know. I've never met this guy, but I know him.
Hey, that's the first time Drab's ever been jealous of me.
That is true.
Oh, come on. Hey, what about my silly Terra Club seats in the glass seats?
Those were nice. Yeah,
they're nice.
When you're on the glass with Grant Paulson.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a little jealous of those days. I know you, maybe just because I know you. You got the whitest voice ever.
I mean, I'm ghostly white.
Like if someone said Michael Marr was a black guy, I say okay, I buy it because he's using
using
a lot of slang. He talks cool. You, no offense intended, are just like a
doofus,
a suburban doofus. GMU doofus.
Yeah. I'm not so special, I guess.
I'd wear that. I wouldn't care what I'm saying to you right now. If people thought I had enough swag, yeah, and P1 thought I was black, I'd be butt sized.
Hey,
you know it's like the scene in Road Trip. When they
it all comes back to Road Trip.
When he goes to the fraternity house, the all black fraternity house, has sex with a black woman, and then all of a sudden he's got a little swagger. Tell Ryan he's black, and then all of a sudden he's got some swagger.
Hey, poet from WPGC, she called me swag daddy a few times. She thinks I've got swag.
Oh yeah,
I've told this before.
I think she says that about everybody.
No, poets got career. If poets saying you're a swag daddy, that's something.
I'm swag daddy to her. She'll refer to me as swag daddy sometimes.
It might be a joke.
No, it's not. She thinks I'm a swag daddy.
Swag.
I am. I kind of have a little swagger to me, I feel like.
Word of the day is swag. Do people still say that?
No.
All right. We got a good show for you guys today. A lot of topics to get into. I'm saying that 20 minutes into the show. But what did you guys make of Drab being irritated at JP for spoiling another surprise? Honestly, I tell you, I love JP. We're like family, but he drives me nuts sometimes. And if you listen to the show, you know that. Him guessing our bits before they're unveiled is at the very top of my annoyance level.
Well, it was probably 30 seconds of leeway before we actually came into it. And he took those 30 seconds like he was doing a $10,000 pyramid, just guessing left and right what it was.
He's so competitive.
He
has to always win or always be right.
Yes.
That he has no respect for the profession that we're in, the theater
of the mind.
Theater of the mind. For the listeners, right? Where we're trying to build something up for them. And this isn't like a one-time thing. Anytime there's any anticipation for a bit or a guest or anything, he has to blurt it out and beat everybody else. And honestly, it wasn't like this was some big surprise that I was expecting to blow the guys away with. Of course it was going to be on top of the mind. And I bet the three of them were all probably thinking, oh, it might be like some gear or something like that.
Yes. Eric's said that between after the break that he knew what it was.
Right.
But Eric was smart
They're
enough.
They're smart
to,
enough not to, not to kill the suspense for it. It drives me freaking insane when he does this. He has to be right all the time for everything. And that's why he does it.
Hey, what did you make of his little snide comment today, where he says, "Am I allowed to guess that draft?"
Oh yeah,
when he's guessing where Heineke's ranked QB list.
No, that's JP, actually, because they asked you directly to guess what number he was, not you just blurting things out. So, and the way I set it up with Valdez right beforehand, I didn't even tell. We didn't tell the guys about it. Like, sometimes we'll write on the rundown, producer surprise or producer bit or something like. I put the Pete Davidson story in there because I didn't want them thinking all show long. What is this? What is this producer bit? And them for like oversell something.
I will say it for the bit to come together. By the time Drab dragged all of these boxes and bags in the studio. It was 20 seconds at that.
They were down the hall. I went down there and picked them up, waited to hear the Pretty Woman music, which we thought was funny, and come in here with all the bags of clothes for the junkies.
Yeah, I think it started, hey, Drab said that he's got something for us, or they want to do something. And then by that time, Drab walked to the door. GP had to blurt it out like a schoolboy answering a question.
What else? Because I was in the studio. What else did he say? Did he say anything else, or was the only thing he said Wizards gear?
No, no, no. He goes, what is it? What could it be? Is it some gear? Is it clothes for us? Oh, Wes Unseld's on next. It's Wizards gear. All right. Pretty Woman.
God damn it. Let's cancel the Christmas show. I don't want to be responsible for planning it, because then it's just going to be 4 hours of him guessing what we're doing next. I can't handle it.
And especially because we're taking all of it out of their hands. And so it all will all be a surprise to them. It'll just be, like you said, 4 hours of guessing what's next.
I, you know what? I'm out on the drinking show. Oh, me and Amy Lawrence are out on the drinking show. It drives me nuts. And then he acts like he never does it, too. Like he's, like that was a one-time thing, or he doesn't know what I'm talking about. I was getting text messages, DMs from people saying, thank God you said something. He does it every other day.
Hey, there's a reason why nobody or everyone canceled golf with JP. are we being too hard? We're being too hard.
No. You were teasing about that. I'm being serious.
I'm joking. Do I have to put out a disclaimer about I'm joking?
No, of course not. I don't know. We said
JP has no friends and the Junkies lost their fastball today. this might be the last bit season show we ever do.
I don't think JP playing golf by himself is a big deal, though.
I don't think it is either.
I would love to play golf by myself.
I didn't get a chance to really defend him, but it's really not that big a deal, especially if it's a nice-ish kind of day and you want to enjoy it and you got nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously obsessed with it.
Well, so. I don't think JP cared that much. I mean, enough to tweet about it. But I think Cakes has some real hang-ups about that kind of stuff. Because Cakes said, I always feel weird when I do stuff by myself, like go to a restaurant by myself. That's what he said.
He goes,
go to the movies by yourself or something.
He goes, that's just as bad as eating dinner by yourself. There's no greater pleasure in life than eating dinner by yourself at like the high top table.
Can I do
or at the bar by yourself?
I love it.
I know. There's nothing better.
I love it. When I get a chance to get out of the house and go to Glory Days and sit at the high top bar on a Saturday night and watch a meaningless Caps game and have an Angry Orchard.
Big juicy burger.
Yeah, a big juicy burger. It is the best feeling in the world. And you know what? There's other guys there by themselves, mostly too. I loved going to the movies by myself.
Oh, the movies by yourself is great. Awesome.
I've done that plenty of times.
Once you get over the mental hurdle of thinking that people care if you go into a movie by yourself, it trumps all those. It trumps going to the bar by yourself. It is so relaxing because you don't have a woman there asking you questions about what's happening or why is this happening. You don't have to
talk about it with your buddy as soon as you leave.
You don't have to worry about when you're going to dip out on your buddies after the movie.
You might think it sucks and you don't want to stick around.
It is. If you've never gone to a movie by yourself, and I don't even care, I will go to a Star Wars on a Friday night by myself on opening day. I don't care.
The last movie that I saw by myself was a Star Wars. I think it was the Return of the Jedi. It's the super long
silly
one. Luke.
Return of the Jedi. That's the one that came out in like 1984.
No, whatever, the last Jedi. Whatever that. Right, whatever okay. it is. I fell into the hype machine, and I went there, and I fell asleep with a big tub of popcorn on my belly, reclining in a chair. I fell asleep. I couldn't do that if I had to go to the movie with you, Claire.
No.
So I'd be too self-conscious.
I went to Top Gun Maverick, and I got a big tub of popcorn, M&Ms, and a Coke, and I sat there by myself at like noon.
That'd be a great movie to go to by yourself.
Oh, it was amazing, and I pigged the hell out. I was high as hell. Like, I just pigged out.
You know what? I think Clary would be a fun guy to go to the movies with.
So why should I just get all the food and candy?
No. Just, like you and your boys, I just that seems like a good time. Like if you yeah, and your,
like
your friend
smoking doobies.
Well, like every time we got to go in high. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm right. In that age where it's the prime of it.
I never liked going to movies high.
What do you mean? Why don't you? It because makes it better.
I know. I think the first movie I saw high was Red Dragon. He was eating Ray Liotta's brain. Okay. I was scarred for life.
he was some blind girl.
Yeah.
He was putting glasses in people's eyes.
Ever since then.
That would freak me out.
Yeah. First time. I was like a freshman in college.
He's eating some painting.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
I saw The Terrifier higher, and oh my God. If you guys haven't seen that, it is gory.
I've never seen that one.
It was too much for my high mind.
If you go to Top Gun, you got to be high.
Got to be high. That's like my thing. I don't go to the movies too often.
Can you imagine all those planes and sounds and everything?
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's crazy.
I'm not a big weed guy, but...
Can I tell you something sad, Clary? I don't know if I'll ever get high again.
You will. When I get my own place, you will.
I love that. It's been about a year, probably, maybe longer, and maybe when my kids get older and stuff, but because I don't hang out with friends that often, but even when I do, it just doesn't seem like that appetizing to me anymore. I know there's like 80-year-olds to get high. Right?
I
feel like I'm too old for it.
No, I've made pacts with people older your age when I get my own place, they are going to come over and smoke weed. I'm not going to name drop people, but people on air at this station will come to my house and smoke weed. I'm not going to say who.
Guess who it is.
I'm not going to say who.
I know you won't.
Linnell.
I mean, that's like,
you might get high with him on Friday.
Yeah.
No, it's probably a 980 person.
It could be. Could be both.
All right. Pete Medhurst, too much of a square.
No.
No. Do rule follower. Scott Jackson, absolutely not.
It'd be fun.
Grant and Danny, no.
No.
Too professional. They wouldn't do that with their producer. Junkies, no. Too old.
You're narrowing down the list here.
Brian Mitchell?
Maybe. Maybe JP Boom.
Hey, maybe he is a swag daddy. Yeah. He's going to smoke a big blunt with Brian Mitchell.
I was at Brian Mitchell's house on Christmas Day last year, drinking up some beers with them in the morning.
You went to Brian Mitchell's house on Christmas?
Cody Betts and I got the invite to Brian Mitchell's house.
What?
9 a.m. We were getting hammered with B. Mitch and the boys.
Yeah. I don't believe that at all.
I swear to God on it.
Doesn't he have a wife?
He does. It was like 9 a.m. in the morning. We were just pounding mimosas, beers, and when he was grilling chicken up, and we were just pulling it off the grill and eating it. It was great.
Dang.
I felt that made me feel good. That was silly.
What were his three kids there?
Yep. Kids were there.
I think all met the kids.
Great people.
Uh-huh.
Great family. Great friends.
That's a weird bit.
Do they have kids?
They do. Or I don't know. I don't know if the kids have kids.
Right. So I don't think B. Mitch is there quite yet.
I mean, it wasn't like we were sitting there having dinner with them. We were sitting outside. We were sitting outside and
this
we were just drinking.
Uncle Stallion. Yeah.
We were just drinking and having a good time. Like it was in the morning. Then I went and go see the family. You know, I told them, I was like,
What about your family?
Yeah.
I mean, what about like, your mom and dad? Here's what we do.
You woke up on Christmas morning.
Christmas Eve is when we unopen our gifts or open our gifts. Unopen. That was weird.
Hey, you know what? I bet you
Christmas Eve.
I bet you his dad told him, you know what, son? go over to that Hall of Famer's house. Yeah.
My dad was sized.
See if he's got an old couch you want to throw away.
See if he's got a TV hanging around he doesn't need.
Hey, take me through your Christmas traditions. I want to hear the Stallion family, because I'm intrigued this by you saying you open all your presents on Christmas Eve.
So we got a big Irish family. I got about 40 cousins. Probably not surprising.
I can tell by your skin.
And so what we do, we split it up. Christmas Eve is at the Clary household, mm-hmm. my family's house. Uh-huh. We sit there. Everyone opens up their gifts then and there at night. You eat a nice turkey dinner. It's great. Ham as well. Ham is my favorite.
Ham stinks.
Yeah. And then we do a white. No, come
Christmas
on.
Ham sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm
sugar on it, it makes it good.
Hey, do you know what
it's a Virginia ham. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You know what
Virginia
the Valdez
ham.
Family does?
Yeah, crab.
Well, we do have crab.
Okay, but
we have fried chicken.
Oh, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
That is that butt trashy.
What
you have fried chicken?
Fried chicken.
Can I tell you something?
Fried chicken.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Okay. What?
I'm trying to. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Okay. So
okay.
Fried chicken is for poor people.
Yes,
yes, it is.
You okay. know how much these big
fried chickens grow?
Hold on.
Act like he's not going to go pound Popeyes tonight.
No. I love fried chicken. I eat fried chicken all the time. I'm poor, okay? Fried chicken is what you eat on a Monday night from KFC, okay? That's not a Christmas dinner meal.
Oh, number
That's
one.
A prime rib for Christmas.
We got a bunch of the Valdez family over. All right, you can't have all this prime rib. Yeah.
All right,
couple buckets of fried chicken from Royal Farms.
No way.
You have gas station fried chicken.
No, Royal Farms chicken.
Hey, we're going big today, guys.
We do get extra breast.
Duck fried chicken.
Fried chicken's great. And you need Angel's coleslaw. Angel's coleslaw, Royal Farms fried chicken, crab dip. What else do we have? Some other stuff. Yeah. We did have tacos on Christmas Eve once.
Right. We did too one time.
Hey, Matt gets his tiny piece of chicken and he goes, "God bless us each and every one." Thanks, Pop.
It's hard to hear the Christmas carolers when you're licking your fingers.
God.
It's hard to open your presents when your fingers are all greasy.
All right, hey, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to hear more about the Stallion Christmas. I'm psyched for that. We'll tell you more about our traditions. And also, I want to get your guys' thoughts. We didn't get into it last week on Drab getting hair tattoos. And it sounds like Cakes might be in as well. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 59 of Bit Season. Matt Valdez, the IT guy, with Clary and Drab. We were talking about Ryan's traditions for Christmas.
We got some good ones.
I would make going to B. Mitch's house for Christmas. My tradition, if I was you.
Now, I mean, yes, I would love to do that again. If I'm invited, I am not the type of person to invite myself anywhere. I think that
you have to gently, you have to remind them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it has to come up somehow. And he'll
invite
you back.
What you should do is like a week before the Christmas, just say, "Hey, I don't know when you're going on vacation, but I brought some champagne to bring over for our mimosas on Christmas Day."
You got to find out what like Louisiana breakfast he's going to make this year.
Well, I mean, here's what
beignets.
He does.
Yeah.
Beignets are good. It's croissants.
Beignets, aren't they?
Drab's the big Louisiana guy. He knows. I feel like Brian would have a big tree in his house, like the biggest 17-foot tree.
He's got a pretty nice tree from what I saw. But here's also the thing.
And a picture of him running the ball at the top.
we were stuck in like his 100-car garage, which is, I mean, it was like... the size of a house. But
it's just big time the hell out of me like 30 minutes ago, by the way. He was bragging about his new bike. Okay. Yeah. And I go, yeah. Oh, you got a new bike? And I go,
was it a mongoose?
I go, no. He, you know, he got a very nice, like multi-$1,000 bike.
Got off the rack at Walmart.
I go, what are you selling the old one? And he goes, no, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to have two bikes. And he goes, don't you have two cars?
I go, no. I don't.
No. And he goes, are the bikes different? And he goes, yeah, different colors. he goes, I'll just decide on my outfit that day which bike I want to ride. I'm like, oh yeah, you got that big time money.
Inflation doesn't hit the Beamish house.
No, it hasn't yet.
Hold on. So how big is your Christmas Eve party?
Big. We got the whole Clary family involved. Last year, I will say we had no one involved because we actually had a COVID breakout. But usually we have like 50 people over at the house, 50 family members, just having a jolly good time. We're all so jolly. We love Christmas. And also I got some younger cousins. And so what my older cousins want me to do, you know, I kind of look like Santa. Let's just be honest. I got the body build of a good Santa.
Oh, you're going to be the Santa.
I don't need a pillow.
Hey, that's going to be.
And so what they have
that's
me do.
That's a little embarrassing when they say, hey, we want you to be the Santa.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, like, you're a good Santa.
Why don't you be Santa for the Junkies Christmas show? Get your warm up in.
Yeah, you can do that.
Come in to the Junkies Christmas show dressed as Santa Claus. Bring gifts or whatever.
We'll figure out stuff that you can give the guys.
I got you. Santa can come.
Do you know what? Ryan's at this weird age because you're basically not allowed to get gifts anymore because you're too old. But you're probably not getting gifts.
Clary's getting gifts.
I'm getting gifts, but I mean, they're trash.
Valdi's household, he got like cut off when he turned 14 or something. And it's so sad.
You get a beer.
It bums me out every year when I hear about his Christmas.
When you turn 18, you don't get gifts anymore.
Like, literally don't get a gift.
You don't get gifts.
He doesn't get birthday gifts. My mom will call me a month before my birthday. Hey, sweetie, what do you want for your birthday this year? I get so sized. Yeah. And I take her up on it every time.
Drab thinks it's like a windfall.
Like, it is.
I will say that does kind of suck.
When you turn 18, you don't get gifts anymore. You're too old. You're too old for the aunts and uncles to get you stuff.
That doesn't exist. From your aunts and uncles and all. Yeah, of course. You're not.
No, you still get stuff from your parents.
Yeah,
during Christmas Day, but it's not like when you were a kid.
I get like Kmart shirts, like stuff like that.
You know what I get every single year? I get a razor.
I get a shirt of some sort that's like off a clearance rack.
Wait, you tell me your parents don't ask for your Christmas list.
So okay, here's the thing.
I don't believe that. I'm 40.
You have a Christmas list. I'm working, you're 40.
1,000% chance, and I've been keeping notes all summer.
You probably put out the cookies and milk.
Why do you think I was at Abercrombie last night? I was scouting out for Christmas.
Hey, are you taking pictures and sending them? You're sending the SKUs to your parents to order them.
I will. I usually send it to Thanksgiving.
Drab treats his Christmas like it's a registry for his wedding.
You understand? I will be asked what I want for Christmas. I can't say I don't know or get me anything. It doesn't work. You have to tell people.
No, you
what
just
you
say
want.
No. This is the adult thing. Is you when your parents go, hey Drab or hey Matt, what do you want for Christmas this year? You just say I don't need anything. You don't need to spend your money or waste your time doing that.
My parents got plenty of money to waste.
My parents are retired. They're fine. But I don't. I feel guilty for taking stuff from them. They've given a lot to me. I don't need to take.
That's you.
That's you. That's you. When my parents come here twice a year, they come every October. They were just here. I didn't spend a dime that week. Okay, every trip to Home Depot, every restaurant we went out to, my dad was slapping my hand away as I was fake pulling out my credit card. I got sized. Yeah. And he said, you know what? He goes, Matt, we spend enough on your brothers and sister throughout the year. This week is we're treating you. And so I get treated that twice a week, and then for all the holidays.
Hey, that's nice.
You know what? If my Christmases were like that, I would probably be the same way. Hey, do you know what we should do then?
Hey, I didn't see you turning down T-shirts today because somebody gave you something for free. I didn't see you donating them to Goodwill. You took all those with a wizard clothes and you rushed out to your car. Hey,
now you know why I'm selling the computer monitors on eBay. Hey, do you know what we should do then?
What?
We should put together a bit season Amazon wish list.
Oh, come on.
You think I won't join you in that? Of course I will. Those guys give out their dumb Venmos every show. And we never do.
Hey, I'm so upset with that.
Hey, no. Let's one-up EB.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
That's a great idea.
All right.
The bit
season Christmas list. Yeah. And there's plenty of time before Black Friday. You do all your shopping. We won't go crazy. We put a list on there. We pick five things.
Five things each?
Three things each.
I think the... Yeah, okay.
All right.
Let's not put a number on it. Because you want to give people options if they want to buy stuff.
Okay. And,
all right. This is just our chance to be selfish.
This is our Eric Dash Pickle Dash 3.
For entertaining you all year.
Providing entertaining radio. $10.
That's a great idea, Valdez.
Instead of giving money, mm-hmm. we actually want something. All right, so we'll set up an Amazon wish list for Bit Season. Ryan can get rolling papers and whatever weed stuff he likes.
No. Here,
you can get Ryan a new bong. Okay. he'll call it Santa's Little Helper.
Okay. So
hold on. And then after. Okay. So am I.
This is okay. Good.
After the holiday after the drinking show.
The last segment of the drinking show. We open our presents in front of the guys.
All right. I was going to say that we open them up on the bit season for
okay.
the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The continuation. But
all right.
Hey, I like it.
I got an idea, too. This is something to where we could keep between the three of us. We have dude wipes. We get an unlimited supply of dude wipes. If you have ever used the TP in this bathroom, it is awful. If we get dude wipes, we are money. Because let's be honest, we spend a lot of time here. We got to take a lot of duties. If we get dude wipes, my guy Dares, he's got dude wipes that he brings every day. And it is silly. I'm telling you, I've never used them.
You're putting that on the list as dude wipes.
Just put dude wipes on your list. I don't have a hankering for dude wipes.
I mean, if the biddies want to give us dude wipes.
That's the first thing you got.
No, I'm telling you.
It's time to wipe his ass with.
I'm telling you, dude wipes are money. They're good.
I'm thinking about hoodies for the studio. Yeah. You know what I mean?
New headphones. No headphones. Video games, anything. No. Let me get somebody get those. Yeah.
Clean my crack wet.
Wait, are you having a real issue with the toilet paper? I've never thought about it.
I catch myself picking out some TP in my asshole sometimes.
It's not that. First of all, I don't know anything about dude wipes. I know that like Barstool.
Are they the same
as all the other things?
It's like baby wipes. They're baby wipes for dudes.
But they're just like the other wet wipes,
yes,
right, that you buy from Kleenex or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a more popularized thing to where...
Are they bigger for like the male ass?
Exactly, yes. Right. And it takes like two wipes and you're done, no matter what. That's the purpose of it. It cleans that thing. It licks it clean.
Oh.
But then...
It is what it is.
I'm also distracted trying to figure out what I'm going to put on my Amazon wish list.
Isn't it a little...
Demasculating?
No. Like a little swampy down there afterwards. Like too much moisture.
I mean,
I don't really like using those things.
Well, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't really use them. I'm stuck with the normal TP.
I like walking around with turds in my butt cheeks. I don't really like the wet wipes.
I mean, that's ridiculous, but all right.
I haven't really thought about it.
I mean, I don't know.
I like it. All right, dude wipes. First item on the bit season.
Yeah, dude wipes.
Yeah, a year supply of dude wipes.
If we get the dude wipes.
We'll put them in the locker.
I was thinking, we'll have a locker just for that.
I was thinking more like a starter commander's jacket or something for you, Clary. But if you want dude wipes, I'm sure we
like
get that.
Like a hot jersey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need jerseys. I need dude wipes.
All right.
That's a new one.
I like it.
Hey, you know what you do is we can get some fried chicken.
Yeah.
We'll eat it while we open our gifts.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's have fried chicken and open our gifts. Hey, you know what you guys sleep on? This actually probably goes back to my parents buying
you whatever you want. Yeah.
All right, this is what we would do in our house. This is what you need to do in your house, Clary. Christmas Eve, you're nice Irish Catholic, right?
Yeah.
All right. You open your presents from your family. Mm-hmm. Okay. You open your sweaters, your socks, the new basketball or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then that's for Christmas Eve. But you still go to bed excited. You know why? Because the big sillies are coming from Santa Claus in the morning. Right? So that's what we would do. New bicycle.
Hey, I'm learning just how spoiled Dre is.
Yeah.
He's getting presents hand over fist. Yeah. And he's not satisfied because he needs that big silly under the tree. Yeah. Right. Hey, let me tell you something that that you would love on Christmas Eve for all of your family parties is Christmas bingo.
Yes.
You play Christmas
of
bingo.
Course.
What is that?
Well, you have all
like
of
actually
these,
bingo?
It's actual bingo, but
I get sized for bingo.
But like it's like B wreath. Like O Santa's helper. G reindeer. Okay? And you play bingo.
I'm not following.
It's like regular bingo, except it's like Christmas characters instead of numbers.
Oh, okay.
And you play it. And you have these little trinkets and little prizes at the end. And it could be a paperweight or it could be something silly like a $20 Starbucks gift card that you could win by winning.
But how many people are in the Christmas bingo?
Well, as many people as want to play. So all of your family members. And they all bring something.
All right. I kind of like it.
It's not what we do is we do Christmas carols as a family. It's like my mom's. We all sing
Clary
Jingle Bells, the Clary carols. Like she loves it. It gets her size.
Don't tell me you go around the neighborhood.
No,
knocking on people's doors.
No, not that. Not that.
Trying to spend time as a family.
Not that. It's in the house.
Slam that door in your face so hard.
It's not that, but in the house,
like
my
you're
mom,
some sort of solicitor.
We have to sing Jingle Bells, and then there's this one Christian thing that we sing as well. I forgot what it was.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I swear to God.
I know you haven't forgot.
I swear to God.
For 22 Christmases.
I swear to God. I forgot what the song. It's some Christian Christmas song.
Joy
to
the World?
Yes. Joy to the World. Yes.
Joy to the World is silly.
It's a good song.
Hey, I knew you didn't forget.
I did. I swear.
I gotta. What's some of the worst gifts that you've gotten from family members? Because I can tell you, Aunt Janine gave me the worst gifts ever as a kid. You know, one year she got all of us kids' Bibles. you know how deflating that is when you're 10 years old and you get a kid's Bible. When I was 13 years old, all right, and I had a lot of cousins since my mom is one of six. So I have a lot of cousins. She got all of us, me and my cousins, matching jean jackets
for Christmas.
There's a Christmas photo of little Valdez and all of his cousins in the same jean jacket. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I remember my worst gift of all time. Aunt Roberta, who was an attorney in Seattle, she was loaded. She drove a Porsche. Okay. When I found out Roberta got us gifts, I was sized. All right. That was going to be my own arcade game. Or
right? Your own Space Invaders. Right?
She comes in with an envelope.
Oh, okay. Envelopes are always great when
envelopes are great. Until you open it and it says, and she made all me and my brothers open them at the same time. Okay. Uh-huh. So me and a couple of my brothers.
Hey, that would get me excited.
Right.
Because when someone says, I want you to open it at the same time, that means someone might scream and let the cat out of the bag.
I thought it was going to be like a trip to Disneyland or something, right?
Family trip.
I think I was like 13 at the time or so. And it said, so nubs, in your name. Okay. In your name, a leg has been donated to a child in Vietnam whose leg was blown off from a landmine. I got some child in Hanoi is walking around with my Christmas gift on his leg. I'm pissed off about it.
Hey,
what if they wrapped it in Christmas lights?
Roberta paid for a couple prosthetic legs for kids in Vietnam. A
couple lieutenant days.
I've never been so let down in my life.
You can't say no.
Well, she had already bought it. It was already done. It's like, you know, naming a star after your girlfriend or something.
My Aunt Patty. She got me an SAT study book.
Because that's something you needed.
I did need it. I haven't even opened up that thing. I was like 14.
Because not only is it useless, well, it's not useless, but not only are you not going to play with it, she's calling you stupid.
Yeah, quite literally. That's why she did it.
Oh, man. All those stink.
It's so bad.
Yeah. I love Christmas. It's so great.
Christmas music around the corner. I get excited.
I think it's already out.
It is out.
Turn on Wash FM.
Whoa.
Except during the junks.
Yeah.
We're great
to here from 2 to 6.
What I do not like, though, is how Thanksgiving all of a sudden gets overshadowed.
That's true.
I do appreciate this speech every year from Valdez.
Every year, people are in such a rush to get to Christmas, mm-hmm. and now it's to the point where as soon as Halloween ends, it's Christmas season. Mm-hmm. And that should not be the case, and I feel Thanksgiving gets underserved.
What would you like to see more of a buildup? Like, what kind of things can they do to build up Thanksgiving more?
I feel like the Thanksgiving Day parade gets completely.
I feel like it used to be
a huge deal,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that.
It used to be silly. Everybody would gather around ABC to see like your local high school marching band.
Yeah.
You're gonna be on NBC or TV. Now, you gotta watch and see if you see them on the banner.
Wasn't there a Thanksgiving Charlie Brown?
Yes, but there still is.
But that seems like there's only a Christmas and then the pumpkin patch. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving gets the short end of the stick.
I agree.
Do you know what Thanksgiving needs to do?
What?
They need presents. No, I'm serious.
Well, Halloween doesn't have presents.
No, but you get candy. You need to get something.
All right.
Well, you get that feast. That's the whole point.
No, because you get one on Christmas. You get one Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And you get sugar cookies. Cakes. I mean, Christmas has a lot of food stuff. Halloween has candy, pumpkin beers. There's no
Easter,
you have Christmas.
Yeah.
You have Christmas beers. You have pumpkin beers. You don't have a Thanksgiving beer. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving needs a PR manager and needs a complete rebranding.
You know who respected Thanksgiving? The Jones Soda Company. When they came out with their turkey-flavored soda and their cranberry-flavored soda, it was like a variety pack. I used to get sized for that.
but that's what it needs. All right, there needs to be some sort of... we got to put the giving in Thanksgiving, where we're exchanging Thanksgiving cards and presents. All right? maybe after the feast.
What about like Valdez last year who came in with a Thanksgiving cheesecake for Drab?
You've been talking about that a lot.
I just remembered yesterday that it's that time of the year again. Pretend like to my in-laws that I spent all day making a cheesecake. Valdez is leftovers.
What kind of cheesecake did I make again?
You made like some sort of pumpkin cinnamon swirl.
That's right, I did.
And it was like, I mean, it wasn't baked. It was,
it was a no-bake cheesecake.
Yeah, maybe all cheesecakes are no bake. I am.
No, didn't I use like cinnamon buns for the crust?
Yes,
dough?
Yeah. You used cinnamon buns.
That's silly.
Yeah, then I topped the pumpkin cheesecake with the icing from the cinnamon bun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It looked like I splooged all over the top of the cake.
It did. And then he brought it in and he teased the junkies with it, and I wouldn't let them cut into it because I told him it was for Thanksgiving.
Because it would have looked awful when he presented it to his in-laws.
Right. So can you do that again for me?
Is that what you want?
But I actually would like
you. Was it good? I don't know.
Yes, it was. It was great. And I would actually like you to make one for the junkies, too, though.
So I need to make
and so because you can get your
and one for Ryan.
So you can get your flowers on air, all right? So everyone can tell you how great it is and all that. And I still want one for me as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. I will make one if you help put over Thanksgiving as a very undersold holiday.
How about I?
Hey, no, this is what no. You have to give me something. This is what you need. This is what you need to do for me.
Okay.
All right. I want you to go. And find this turkey gola.
I haven't seen it in years. I will look for it though.
Or you know, what you could do is see if there's like a put together like a 6-pack of Thanksgiving beers. If there's a cranberry beer or something, and then that way we're giving stuff to each other, and we're showing that it's a season of giving.
I like it. We'll do it.
We'll start the Thanksgiving movement.
I told you, I always loved this time of year because at growing up, Grandparents' Day was always the day before Thanksgiving. And then, so I got psyched for that as a kid because my grandparents would come in town at school. And then when you get older, it's the bar night from all the kids from high school.
Clary's living that right now. Clary can't wait for November 22nd.
Club Cafe in Annandale, baby.
He's waiting for all those 50-year-old aunts to come back in town.
Yeah. Hey, smokes inside. It's the fun time.
Smoking indoors.
We got cigs inside there, man. That's when you know it's an old time bar. It's a fun one.
They still do that at the Q Club
they
or whatever?
Do. I don't think it's allowed, but they just look by it.
They look the other way.
Yeah.
Are you the big silly when from your high school? Like when you go back and everyone's like,
well, actually,
Stallion.
I mean, no.
What was your nickname in high school?
Sir.
Oh, that's right.
Sir. Everyone still calls me sir.
Sir,
it started from my brother. It was because when I was 13 years old down in Myrtle Beach, they forgot to buckle in my seatbelt at the yo-yo. The yo-yo is a ride where it just takes you in the air and spins you like crazy.
Okay.
And the ride started and I start freaking out, yelling, "Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am." And she finally presses the emergency button. And my brother, the dope that he is, sitting behind me, he goes, "How would you feel if someone was just yelling, sir, sir, sir?" And then he just started calling me sir. Now everyone calls me sir. It's a weird thing.
I like it. I've always enjoyed remembering that everyone outside of this radio station calls you sir.
Yeah.
It's a weird bet.
Yeah.
What was Valdez's nickname in high school?
Myers.
Nobody said?
No.
No nickname?
None. It was just last name. Mm. Myers.
Claire, people call me Clary too.
Yeah, I mean, you always go by your last name a lot.
What about you, Drab?
Yeah, Baldy.
First of all, it's just so unnecessary. So unnecessary. I'm sure I was bald in high school. My hair looked like Clary's in high school. Full head of hair. Silly.
Clary looks like as red as a radish right now.
Yeah, that was funny. That's such a
You know what? I'm done putting over Thanksgiving for you. I know you need help in that department.
Yeah, you think that's icing on your cake?
No, I don't know. KO. The MC.
No,
the
MC. Rat-a-tat, Matt.
That was college. Yeah. Rat-a-tat.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
MC, yep.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is it okay to dress up as pilgrims and Indians anymore? Or is that yeah. not okay?
Well, I think you can dress up as a pilgrim. I don't know if you can dress up as an Indian.
I'm part Native American. I can do it.
You are?
I'm like 5%.
What tribe?
No idea. But I got some plates downstairs in the basement to prove it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got some Indian-looking stuff down there. Like, legit, we are.
You could not be any more disrespectful.
No, like, we actually, I'm like, my grandma.
We got some Indian stuff down
no,
there.
No, like, legit. Yeah.
It's a Joe Theismann jersey.
Yeah. And Boston Braves.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my photo with Chief Z.
Hey, is your Indian name Juana Cougar?
All right. Maybe on that note, we had that.
No, it says peace pipe.
That's right. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. We'll probably do a show on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You guys better listen to it on your road trip.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
All that. Catch up and spread the word.
Tell everyone at the family, at the Thanksgiving day table to listen to Bitsy.
I'd love it. Yeah, oh yeah. Didn't we do that last year? And then we gave thanks to Bitsy.
We said tell everyone you're thankful for Bitsy's and when it comes around to you.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, and see you on the Junks.
Look out for that Amazon list.